bueno.
So, hello, welcome. If you're outside having tea, we encourage you to come inside. We have been asked to not drink tea or eat food inside this space. So, but if you've already got a cup, don't worry, we'll just pretend it's not there. Appearances versus reality. So, this is the seventh event in the Collective Priorities project. The first six were a series of meetings where we discussed values and priorities. We began by talking generally about values, and then we moved on to priorities. What were the priorities that the meeting felt we needed to focus on? And one of the first things that came up was entry. It was said that we need to have more people welcomed into the community. The meeting asked, why are there not more people welcomed? The issue of affordable housing came up. There's not enough affordable housing. Then we were presented with the issue of the economy, which is perhaps connected with affordable housing. So all the issues we're looking at are interlinked, but what we did come up with is a collection of discrete priorities that we were able to focus on. So entry, affordable housing. We also went into participatory planning, which is involving the community in the process and the decisions made about the community and which direction it goes. Then it was suggested that we focus on economy, but we never had a meeting on economy. Then added to the project was the priority of violence in Oroville and disobedience of decisions. And then we have also the topic or the priority of the project, the Collective Priorities Project. So these altogether make up seven foci, focuses for today's event. And today's event is an attempt to move from discussion of what we should focus on to beginning to focus on those priorities. So today, what we're going to do is present to you a beautifully laid out collection of principles and processes which have been put together by the wonderful Elvira and Heis here, these two highly sophisticated individuals responsible for bringing an incredible level of advancement to social enterprise. I'm not quite sure. Sorry, what?
Themebot,
exactly. They're using words. What did you say? It was a something hub for... say it again, that phrase... No, okay, brilliant. They're using words I've never even heard of before in ways I don't understand. But it's all about social transformation. They bring enormous amount of sophistication to the process. And so they are responsible for this beautiful level of detail that today's project involves. So I'm very grateful to them for their enthusiasm, their ability, and their energy. It's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Heis. I've said pretty much what I want to say. Today is the seventh meeting in this series. We've spent six meetings talking. At a couple of those meetings, people got up and said, what is the point of this? We're just talking. There's no action. We need action. So today is an attempt to begin to come up with activities, actions that we can begin to participate in that respond to the seven priorities. We have the seven priorities laid out on, sorry, six, my apologies, six priorities laid out on small tables around the room. So what we're going to do is just Elvira and Heis are going to introduce to you some of the approaches to discussion of these topics. Then we're going to invite people, one second, we're going to invite people to move from table to table and just begin to participate briefly in discussions of these topics. And then eventually we're going to ask you to choose a topic and spend a bit more time coming up with a plan for action with relation to your particular chosen topic. Then we're going to get back together and we're going to talk about the ideas we've come up with in terms of action for those topics. And then we're all going to go our own separate ways and come back in 2 weeks and have a discussion, a focused discussion. It's going to be called a success team meeting. And in that meeting, we will look at the progress we've made in terms of acting upon our action plans and the obstacles we face, the successes we experienced, and how we can work together to take the whole thing one step further. All right, so I'm going to hand over to Elvira or Heis, whoever would like to begin the...
So this is all much less fantastic or worked out or sophisticated, but thanks for the notion.
He's just being humble.
So how it started was that Jesse and us at the RAS, we said, okay, what we're going to do with all these collective priorities and values, meetings are going on, we're talking, it's enriching, it's nice, it's good, but how is it going on? And we also had this feeling that people come up and say, okay, do something to us. Why don't you do something? And why is nothing happening, to the RS? And we realized we don't hold the answer to that question. It's not any group, any working group, it's the whole RA, it's the whole of Oracle. Each of us holds the answer to that question, why is nothing happening, or is that actually true, that nothing is happening at all? So somehow we said we still want to try and move on and do this step from just meeting and talking about values and priorities to actually doing some of it, manifesting it, trying to do it. And this is why we kind of came up with this circle where we say, okay, these are the collective priorities meeting. And out of that is where we are today, a meeting where we say we would like to move from talking to action. So this is today's framework and today's agenda. It's that step, that one step across to the other side, that process. And out of this will be, and also part of today will be, that hopefully individuals, people, 1, 2, 3, say, oh, I like that topic. I want to focus on that. I have a bit of spare time next to what I'm doing anyway in Oracle, and I'm motivated enough to take up that topic and see how I can contribute to manifesting a change or a movement I would like to see in that topic. And so they adopt the topic and they go home with it, as Jesse said, and the dynamic starts. So this is that focusing on one. Out of the many, because that's also one thing, there's so much to do and we're all like overwhelmed and the topic seems so big. So if the idea was that if we don't focus on one and pick one for us, then nothing's ever going to happen because it's just going to be this huge mountain of stuff to do. And then out of this is, yeah, you start doing. You try to do whatever you think is right and you go into this. And part of this is coming together again of these teams, of these people who chose to do something right now out of these priorities, that they meet regularly and look at what's good, what's difficult, how can we support each other in this process. So I think this is a lot. So I think maybe you can read through this. It's when we talked about it, we were just thinking about principles. You know, when we do these activities and these meetings, what should we hold inside? What is it about? And so there are different qualities. I think this is a bit, the pink stuff is a bit of a summary of what's here. Yeah. So the collective priority meetings are very, they're opening up, you explore and you expand and you see what's out there and you see what's challenging, what's beautiful, what's bothering. You just collect stuff and it's a very opening kind of energy. And then you have a collection of things on the table and you're trying to converge them. So you see what fits together, what needs, which topic has something to do with another topic. And you kind of group them and say, okay, this is like what we did here, no? And then you have something like this coming out, a list of topics that results out of these meetings. And then today, again, it's the same energy, only not totally open. It's, we have a list of six. So today we would like to look at these six and again explore them, really see it's what's the bigger picture, like what all has to do with entry, what all has to do with housing. Again, brainstorm and collect all different thoughts, emotions, facts, needs that are connected to these topics. And then see what comes out of that. Often when more people work together on something, there is a more wisdom than if only one or two people work on it. In this step, you have you have that focus. You have that, as I said before, the individual says, I take this and I form a team and we explore the topic in depth. And you ideally make an action plan. So you say, okay, what do we want to do? Till when? Who is doing what? This very normal what you do in your everyday work all the time. And then you go. So this is the last point which we would do today, and then these teams go off and it's not anymore one big meeting or one big process. Any questions?
That is Jagran and the Franca.
I think she was first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, in the list of the topics which I have seen in the news and notes, there is not one topic which for me is very essential for the life of the world, and that is collective transport. Or
collective transport? Yeah, we can add that as a topic today if people... Yeah.
Well, today?
Well, the idea was we could include women.
Yeah, we can add it. We can add it on the list. And then also, the thing is that just in general, we can add this on the list today, but these things will go on. So these are ongoing meetings that if you feel like you have a topic that's important, you can contribute it. It's not that it's over.
When I saw the list in the news and notes, it was on a Saturday. I have not the time to...
Yeah, okay. Fine, so we just add it.
Sure. So the mic is missing a critical piece that keeps the cable connected.
Okay. So in my opinion, priorities means to choose a list of things and to start from the first one. Because if we begin with seven priorities, we are at exactly the same point where we are now. In my opinion, priorities means to choose which is the most important for us.
What would you start with?
Wait.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because we are here to... We are representative of the resident assembly. We should be able to decide at least one or maximum two real priorities. Because the first... is to choose to act, and you cannot act on seven priorities together. Otherwise, you're going to make seven meetings of blah blah blah, and at the end you are in the same point where you start. Priority means to start with one and go on with the second after the first one has been solved completely, or at least has been taken into the right way, and then you can make the second and the third. But for me, to find the first priority for all of you is more important than anything else.
Hmm. The idea is that in this today we have tables, yeah? So the next step today would be that each topic has a table. And we give you 45 minutes to spend on three tables 15 minutes and explore them. So the idea was that we would like to see what happens, because our assumption is that people will vote by which table they go to. Yeah, let's see what happens. It's called people vote with their feet. Instead of talking about now what's the priority, which will take us into another talking meeting, which is what we don't want right now, is the idea is we don't need to take all seven. That's absolutely not. These came out of the meetings, so that's why they are on the board. Ideally, what you're describing would happen today in the action we are doing, that we come out maybe not with one, but maybe with two or three priorities, but the people will decide, you guys will decide by taking it on or not. That's how we will establish it, not by talking about it. Is that okay to give it a try?
Alex?
This is not giving shocks.
Is it giving shocks?
No, I'm just asking.
No, not that I know of, unless there's a lightning strike in which case.
I agree with the division by study groups, because at the time of Kirijoshi he came up with the Torah, and I always stood for the Torah. And the Torah was born because of the matrimandir dispute, but it had to be applied to every controversial or difficult issue. And then, of course,
What is the Torah?
Is it an abbreviation?
I forgot the task organization. I don't remember.
And it was a way of dealing with conflict.
Yes. Okay. The result, it was strongly opposed by the people we sent away from the Matrimandir. I mean, the Matrimandir Coordination Group. So in this context, I also understand the objection of Jagran, it should be simplified. So for example, in the case of town planning, housing and transport should go together with town planning. It makes no sense to divide them. And we can add other things, but town planning should comprehend all this. Entry group should also go together with mother guidelines. So we should focus on some very, not seven, as less as possible, but enlarge them so that they're really comprehensive.
That's right.
Noel?
My only, I guess, concern or question is that we're gonna start talking about these various areas and talking about getting into the action. But there are other already groups or individuals working on these specific things, and they're probably not here right now. So how do we get to action, you know, and to really concrete things if you don't have the information from the groups that are already doing the work and know a lot more about it already? So that idea is part of the process, but it seems...
It occurred to me that one of the first things that you'd do if you're working on a priority here would be to open a line of communication with any group that's currently doing work in the same area and begin to ask them what they're doing, what problems they've faced, and bring to them your concerns and your awareness and how you can begin to contribute to solving solutions, or whether you agree with the solutions that they're coming up with, whatever. But step one is to communicate with anybody else working in the same field. So communication is a critical step in action taken by any of these groups.
Sure. No, I guess my concern is that there's people who are sort of, like for me, on the economy. I'm an outsider. I don't know all of the issues that they're having. So how am I going to creatively create an action that's going to be meaningful to solve whatever problems we come up with without having all the information that all of these other groups that I've been working on?
Study.
You know, it just. I mean, I'm saying it's part of the equation, but maybe it's just the first step is going and talking
Absolutely.
To them about what our concerns are. And
Correct.
I'm happy enough with that, but I just wanted to raise it because there seems like there's so much that's been going on already, and to have a small group of people who don't know, you know a whole lot about the whole complete spectrum of what's going on, I don't know. It seems like it will take a lot longer to get to some action that's going to be very...
Can I give an answer?
The point you're making, I mean, the critical step here is what first thing you would do is you begin to educate yourself about the issue. If you're concerned about affordable housing, you begin to educate yourself about affordable housing. What are the issues faced? What has been done already? What obstacles have stopped previous projects from advancing? How can we avoid those obstacles in the future? How can we begin to get to the heart of the issue? And if there is a heart, and maybe it's a distributed heart, whatever. But most of all, step one is educate, communicate, begin to engage yourself with whatever the reality on the ground is.
So, Monique,
just in the same question to answer to Noel, we have had many general meetings where you have invited people on economy, on socio-economy, on the housing, on this and that. They have come, they have given blah, 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 what they know about it and what are their problems, but it never lead to anywhere. So I think that there is move which has to come from the people of the resident assembly towards these groups, and to see them face to face and to speak to them, not as some people who govern, but as some Oruvilian who are trying their best, most probably, and we are not satisfied altogether of what is going on. So I think that we have to try this reverse way of going.
Yeah. Thanks, Monique. I guess that's really the idea and the spirit, and also not in a confrontational way, this meeting, no? When you go, like, it's just more like, hey, here are some more people, we are interested in doing this work, how can we help you, how can we support you? Also, what you're referring to is one of the priorities that's underlying in many of these things, and that people complain about a lot, is the lack of transparency and communication between the working groups and the residents' assembly. So it could be just thinking one of the first tasks these groups do is that they actually communicate on behalf of these groups. They get the information and they share it with the community, and through that you have an information flow that's starting, and you bring these. It's the parallel flows of actions that are a problem. You have the working groups, and then there's a gap, and then you have the RA, and it's not in touch. So it could be a link, yeah, these action groups coming out of today, if there are any, a link between that, that bridges stuff. Any other questions? Because otherwise, I think we would just like to start and go into the tables.
Shall we just indicate where the tables are?
Any other questions? No. Okay.
No, it's just a general principle that whatever is happening here with the various working groups, there is no resemblance whatsoever with the MADR guidelines for life in Auroville, for the town planning of the MADR, and so on. So this is what we should look at for the entry group, town planning, whatever, starting from what the MADR expects and not what the group are doing. Economy is another big issue. I mean, everything here is totally wrong.
I hear what you're saying. I just would like to, and then let's start. I would like to caution against these groups coming out of today becoming a group that says, your way was wrong, we'll do it differently, and our way is right. Because then you will have not a, a synergy between people who are working on the same topic, but you'll have us against them again. And this is something I think we should just overcome as a residents' assembly. So this the step, what Noel said and what Nick also said, to go to the groups and try to work together and bring a new energy into the dynamic is something that I just, it would be nice if you wouldn't forget about that option.
Vera, is not my way. It's the study of mother text.
It's fine. I'm just, the message is...
Mother years.
Let's see what happens.
It's a good point. It's a good point that Paulette makes, that, that there are some founding principles that you can use to inform the decisions you're making with regard to these priorities. Okay, so the tables we have are these. I'll just walk around the room and point them out to you. So we have cushions on the ground. If you want to bring a chair, you'd rather sit with the chair. Over here we have participatory planning, which is involving the community in decisions made by the planning body. So if you feel like this is a priority, you'd like to begin examining. And hold in mind, we're going to move from table to table for 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because we have time.
Yeah.
So people will start at one table, we'll talk for maybe 10, 15 minutes, then we'll ask everybody to move to another table and just see how they feel talking at another table. Does that make sense?
Basically, it's 15 minutes, and after 15 minutes, we'll say 15 minutes over, and then each of you can choose a different table. You can't choose six tables today. We don't have the time. So each of you have to choose out of six, seven with transport, three which you would like to spend 15 minutes on today. Yeah? So you hear a clap or 15 minutes, one of us announces it, and then you choose. You change your table.
And
yeah?
To choose only one is possible, or one has
no,
to choose three?
No, not now. Afterwards, see, we're doing this here in 15 minutes. You have to go on three tables.
Ah.
But afterwards, you can choose your one table.
Uh-huh.
Your okay. one topic. But right now, the rule of the game is that you just explore it. You don't, it's just
don't step on
a movement.
So over here we have violence in order and disobedience of decisions. Anybody like to talk about that? Here is the economy. That's a big one. Here is affordable housing.
You want to go so you
and here we have entry.
Yeah.
So we'll make this table to the back here into transport, Joey.
Yeah. So each of these tables will have a host. There is Elisa, Heis, Mark, Yuval, Parta, me, and Jesse. Did I forget anybody? Who will stay on these tables and host each topic. So we won't change. And we'll facilitate the discussion a bit. It's totally fine. No rules. If there is a table empty and if there's 10 like it happens, that's fine. It's about who's interested in what.
Huh?
Transport is at the back here.
That's transport.
Here we have some moss.
Yeah. Here are more.
I'm gonna come and see you, Janet. Yeah, wait, I just would like, I just want to, one more minute, can you all, Mark? Okay. Mark is explaining it, no? So 15 minutes is starting now.
This is what is called the chaotic economy. It goes in all directions and circular, linear, complex dynamics. So we had a few patterns that we saw emerging. There was talk about, as in all economies, about needs and offers. So needs, there was talk about. On one hand, there are people saying that you know we should really tone down our needs and aspire for a simple life and really focus on the basics, including food and buildings and infrastructure. On the other hand, there was the opinion that you know needs have evolved and they might not be what they were 30 years ago. So we should also recognize that and don't ignore that. People might have needs that that also may require money. Then that brings us to so that was on needs. Sorry, and offers. There was quite some creative work on offers. One was to install a service exchange in which everybody puts in their skills and their competencies so that there is at least information on where to go for which kind of offer. Also, in terms of the offers, there was a conversation about why offers are not more shared currently, and then there was a feeling that there is one, a lack of trust, and two, a lack of feeling of security. So people feel that you know if I give everything, you know, what then how will I be supported by the community? And there were two thoughts about how to overcome this catch-22 situation. One was actually really support more sharing. So as the sharing happens, then trust will build and more sharing will happen, and so you have a virtuous spiral. The second one was somewhere in this corner. Orbitians don't have much support from the community. It might justify the individuals to, oh, insecurity. Okay, no, that was more of the analysis of why there's this lack of sharing. So we spoke about, okay, yeah. And then in terms of the offers, it was talk about, maybe there were some critical questions that each of us could reflect on, and one could be, am I efficient?
No, you are not getting the point. The point is, people,
whoever
is concerned, they speak to me. That's all I can tell.
Okay, that was another point. Speak to seven, and
So that's one pointer. Seven has access to big money. So whoever is going to take up the topic of economy, there are a few people to contact. One is Seven. I can ask him. Another one is Georges, who has interesting inputs from Widow Steiner and the mother. So it's too much to explain in a few seconds, but they are willing to share their resources, giving the right example of sharing resources. So we had needs, we had offers, then money was another major topic. One input was that money is okay as long as it greases the right wheels. It becomes a problem if you start attaching yourself too much to it. And one example where it was felt that money could be used constructively was as support for sustainable projects. This is pretty much, I mean, there's more,
that's great.
This is a gist.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. Thank you very much, Heist.
Now I need to take care of my sick wife.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Heist. Thank you very much. All right, we have Vance and Orville here. Do you want to jump up part of the
okay. next?
Right. I'll turn some more lights on in case.
Yeah. For now, yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have this interesting topic, violence in Oroville and disobedience of decisions in Oroville. Of course, in the beginning, everybody ran away from this topic. But of course, some people showed some interest and contributed. And there was many varieties of expressions describing why there is violence in Oroville. Some stated that, for instance, they cannot classify what kind of violence we are talking about here. Is it verbal violence or physical violence or mental violence? And some people express that very strongly that they feel violence when the working groups impose decisions on the area, on the residents. So because they are not consulted, they are not participated, and decision taken by the working groups are imposed on the residents is also considered as kind of violence. And there is increase of physical violence and false allegations and slanderings, and how we discussed this. Many opinions came how we can cool these things down. For instance, by creating a peace group or a non-violence communication group, setting up a group who can deal all these issues that can help certain individuals or certain groups, and how to communicate this with the groups and cool down this aspect of violence and disobedience. And still we are discussing more on some people wrote some nice things, show me peace state, I will be non-violent. So how to demonstrate that Oroville is a peace state, that we don't have this kind of violence and this kind of negative energy that can be suppressed in Oroville. And we still don't have any authentic process that we can, we haven't come up with a solution how to bring down this particular topic of violence and the disobedience of decisions by the working group. Okay, there is also, it talks more about mentally that violence that takes over when one loses control over oneself, because it's most got to do with physical, more psychological problems. Some people can talk over a violence, but some people express through their body. So how we are going to help in those circumstances? And how we can educate? There's no education or knowledge about the values of AV. So how we are going to promote this kind of spirit that we have to
go get over this violence and all these negative aspects that emerges from people. Anybody wants to chip in more?
Okay, no, that's great. That's great, Pada. I'm just thinking it's now 6:10. If we want to get together for one last session, maybe shall we skip through this and just go straight to get people to groups and...
Yeah, I mean, it's important.
Sorry?
It's important.
Yeah, I think so. Otherwise, yeah, so I'm sorry. We're going to have to miss out on some of these presentations. So what we're going to ask you to do now is choose a topic from the three that you've just examined and spend the last probably 15 minutes of this meeting examining responses to that topic. What action could you begin to engage in yourselves that would begin to address the problems you identified in the discussions you've just gone through? And you might like to just pick one thing that you could do, because then what we're going to do at the end of this meeting is go away and begin to see how we can act on that, on this decision, this plan. So, for example, if the issue is culture and education, what's the solution to that? Do we begin some kind of simple campaign that begins to communicate Oroville as a non-violent place? And then how do we communicate that? Do we make a poster? Do we communicate with groups that are already dealing with the same issue? So this is the kind of task you're going to come up with now. So I don't want to talk much more about it. I'd like to encourage you all to go to the table of your choice now. So stand up. Pick the table of your choice. And this is the one you're going to focus on. You're going to now come up with action. So you have economy, violence in order to disobedience of decision, participatory planning, involvement with the community and planning decisions. There is collective transport.
But you have to include fundraising as a special item.
Or I think it's a bit late to add new topics to the discussion.
Because everything depends on fundraising.
So I think let's mention that the new topics.
Each team will have to look at that for themselves. It's not a, yeah?
We have entry.
So if my main concern is fundraising, then I can do, which group can I go on?
Which do you think is the most important thing to fundraise for?
Yeah.
For Oroville.
Okay, so planning.
No.
Allora bisogna avere un po' più di
Hello.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, okay, right, good, okay, good. Alright, everybody, that is almost it, yes? There's a pair of glasses here, reading glasses, if someone's lost them. Okay, so the only announcement we'd like to make before we all come back together is that we will have another meeting 2 weeks from today. That meeting will be an opportunity for us to report back. It will be the success team. A success team meeting where we examine the possible success of your work and the obstacles you faced. Mary? Exactly. So you have 2 weeks between now and 2 weeks from today. It will take a day or two to begin to act on your action plan. It might just be one point on your action plan, but the idea is you now begin to work together on making action towards one of the issues identified in discussion of your priority. Does that make sense?
What can I do? I was alone and after
that. Okay, all right. Well, I can give you. Maybe I'll give you my contact number and we talk about how to move on.
No, because I have discovered that here there is a person who is interested in that.
Okay, great.
But I don't know if he's willing to participate.
All right, who is that person?
Here.
Okay, great, super.
We can meet.
Okay, so we're pretty much done here. I think, does everybody understand the challenge between now and 2 weeks from today? We're going to come back here, we will announce the next meeting and the news and notes and learn it, and there we will hear from you all on the progress of your action. Okay?
Excuse me.
Yep.
When you say action, yes. I'm sorry because it was raining, I came late. Mm-hmm. Actually, my interest is affordable housing.
Yep.
Because I'm not in favor that people returning home, those not people like Seven Singh, but with a good aspiration coming to our own, turned away because recent said housing.
Okay.
So when you said action, what does it mean?
Okay, well, do you want to talk with Sonia? You were part of the affordable housing group. Do you want to talk with Sonia and see if you guys can get together on what you discussed? Yeah, is that possible?
There is a list of people of this group. You want to add your email address?
Okay, so it's a little bit unfocused at the moment, but I think it's safe to say that we can all go home now. Thank you all for coming today and being part of this activity. There's still tea outside. Milk tea, tulsi tea, and I have a pair of glasses, reading glasses here. Somebody lost them.